Natural law determines how humans naturally are, and it guides our daily actions and behaviors. It impacts your reality and your life, whether you know it exists or not. Now, the problem is that collectively, humanity has become really disconnected from our natural way of being, and we've forgotten the essence of who and what we are. So at some level, we each feel this disconnection from ourselves and each other. And when you remember and reconnect to natural law and your natural state of being, you can make clear, confident choices that align with your inner soul and guide you forward. For humanity to evolve, we must understand a few things, and that's what I'm going to take you through today. We're going to cover what is natural law and natural law theory, what are the aspects of natural law and how does it work, and why natural law matters and we need to reconnect with it. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome or welcome back to where we navigate awakening and ascension and figure out how to live a purpose-led life. So what is natural law? Well, let's start with some simple definitions. A law is an existing condition that is binding, immutable, fixed, and it can't be changed. Natural is inherent in nature, truth, and reality. It's not made or caused by humans. Instinct is an inherent inclination of a living organism towards a particular complex behavior. And natural law is therefore an existing condition that is inherent in nature, truth, and reality. It's binding, immutable, fixed, and it cannot be changed, especially by human control. So what then is natural law theory? Well, natural law is knowable. We can understand and know what our natural way of being is. Natural law theory then attempts to define natural law and our natural instinctive human behavior through morality and human law. So natural law theory goes back to the time of Plato and Aristotle, ancient Rome and Greek philosophy, and it's referred to in many different forms in most religions and more modern philosophies. So it's existed throughout human history. We know there's an intrinsic natural behavior that we have. All human beings have certain needs, behaviors, rights, morals, and responsibilities that are objective, inherent in that they're in us, and therefore they're binding to all. They apply to everyone everywhere in the same way. They exist within us and it's what we are. So let's begin with our natural needs. So driving natural law and our instinctive human behaviors are our human needs. A need is something necessary for survival you cannot live without, and it's required to maintain life and an internal state of well-being. So in the 1940s, Abraham Maslow defined five core human needs, which include psychological, security or safety, social esteem, and self-actualization. So these needs are very much focused on the physical human form without too much consideration of our ethereal energetic self. So then in the 1960s and 70s, cognitive or mental and aesthetic needs were added. So today we understand who and what we are beyond just our physical temporal form to include our energetic ethereal self and how we also relate to other people and other things. From this more holistic perspective, our needs can be broken down into seven categories. So they include physical or biological needs, which focus on two key outcomes: to survive at an individual and a collective level. Second is our emotional needs, which cover safety and quality of life. So how safe your physical body feels in the world determines how you feel. When you feel unsafe, you experience emotions of fear, anger, shame, or guilt. When you feel safe, you can increase your physical quality of life to move out of survival emotions and generate higher frequency emotions of happiness, peace, and calm. Third is mental, cognitive, or psychological needs. And this refers to the ability to mentally understand and make sense of the external world and the reality you experience. Fourth is relational or social needs, which require you to interact with external people and things to help you understand the world and the reality related to yourself. Fifth is soul or esteem needs, which require you to know and experience who and what you are beyond the human form as a unique soul and an aspect of source consciousness, as well as your physical human form. Sixth are higher self or self-actualization needs, which include, most importantly, finding and fulfilling the intended purpose you were created for and that you're here to experience. And finally, spiritual or transcendence needs require you to understand and know you're part of a much bigger, greater whole. Meeting your human needs is what drives all instinctive human behavior and natural law. If you want to know more about these seven human needs, check out the link in the description. So how does natural law work? Well, the ultimate purpose of your journey as human beings is for your soul to grow and expand through experience, learning, knowing, and remembering. So you do this by responding to the hierarchy of needs, starting with the pure need for your physical body to survive. And each of your subsequent needs prompts instinctive and natural human behaviors that are common to us all. The human body was designed as a physical vehicle for us to inhabit during this lifetime. So when we come to Earth, we forget the essence of who and what we are as an ethereal, energetic, spiritual being, merely having an experience in a physical body in a physical realm. So the very existence of human beings with needs implies an inalienable right to meet your needs to serve the purpose for your existence, growth, and expansion. So what's an inalienable right? Well, it's a right that can't be taken away from you by anyone or anything. A natural right or sovereign right is an entitlement or rights endowed at birth to every human as a sovereign or independent being under this framework of natural law, created and granted by source consciousness, not human beings. So natural law, purely by our existence, creates the natural and inalienable right of every human being to freely meet your needs so you can grow, expand, and fulfill your purpose. So humans do not decide our rights and needs, nature does. So natural law theory attempts to define the natural human rights that exist for each of us to meet our needs, and then it attempts to protect those rights. So it does this through the human frameworks of morals, right and wrong, and good and bad behavior, which are structures or frameworks that we've created to just try to understand this in a way that our human brains can comprehend. So morals include principles that determine what is right or wrong, or good or bad behavior. Ethics are like a subset. They're a moral philosophy or code of morals practiced by a group of people. So they're generally referred to in terms of a profession, like legal ethics or accounting ethics or medical ethics, something like that. So right then, to be right, is favorable or desirable and aligned with natural law. Wrong then is unfavorable or undesirable, unnatural, and not aligned with natural law. Good is something useful, beneficial, or praiseworthy, and it conforms to nature and the natural moral order of the universe. Now, with regards to human morality within natural law, good could be considered that which supports human beings to have their needs met without external interference from or with others. Bad, then, is failure to reach an acceptable standard that doesn't conform to nature and the natural and moral order of the universe. So, with regards to human morality within natural law, bad could be considered that which doesn't support human beings meeting their needs, right? So this includes external interference from or with others. Let me know your thoughts about morals and ethics in the comments. Does this make sense as a framework that we're all living within? So where do we sit then with natural law today? Well, coming to an agreed set of defined natural laws has been the subject of discussion for hundreds of years. At its core, human law attempts to define natural law and put in place frameworks and systems to ensure that life is sustained, our needs are met, and everything functions smoothly. So ideally, the ultimate intention of human law is frameworks and systems that protect the natural and inalienable rights of every human being to meet your needs. Human law is intended to shape behavior and regulate relationships between people and things so it can help society function by defining good and bad, right and wrongs, and steering us towards good and right and what is natural to us. So human systems include individuals or groups who create laws, those who enforce laws, and those who determine if laws have been broken and what the punishment should be. Ultimately, the human legal system and laws should be based on freedom, liberty, fairness, and justice. It should uphold the natural right of every human being to live freely, meet our needs, and be happy without interference from others or on others. But the problem is our laws and legal systems are mostly completely out of of control. We live in overregulated societies with legal systems, laws, and frameworks so unwieldy and complicated that no individual could understand them all. So we need to hire experts to help us navigate and understand human laws. Every area of your life is overseen by government forms, applications, bureaucrats, systems, processes, and approvals. We have laws that unnecessarily interfere with your freedom to live life on your terms. Sure, some laws, such as agreed road rules, are necessary and a pretty good idea to help keep everyone safe, and we could probably all agree on that. However, rules and regulations about where you can and cannot walk your dog or park your car or what color you can paint your fence or whether you can cut down a tree on your property start to unnecessarily impose on the minutiae of your life and create a society of control with the controllers and the controlled. So the essence of natural law and meeting needs and upholding our rights has been lost in a sea of paperwork, forms, and approvals. So why does natural law matter? Well, it matters because human beings were designed to follow and live according to natural law. It's our internal moral compass that guides us to respond, behave, and act in ways that are good and right. And this will move you towards your higher purpose, growth, and expansion. Without it, you lose focus and direction and become lost in a sea of mindless activity. So humanity has collectively been driven away from natural law, instincts, and natural behavior. Your whole life, you've been directed and programmed to work, live, and exist within unnatural and artificial systems and social programs. They do not serve you or recognize or meet your fundamental needs. They take you away from the essence of who you are, what you want to do, and how you truly want to be. They take away your right to live freely and as you choose and regulate pretty much everything you do. As a result, humanity is at a crisis point. We are individually and collectively in states of suffering. We're not meeting our needs or living true to our natural way of being. We're completely disconnected from the truth of who and what we are. Natural law matters because without it, we're headed on an unnatural and artificial course of destruction. So how do we use natural law? Well, it's been hidden, distorted, and lost, and we must begin to tear away the layers of distortion and explore this topic to return to our purest form and what we intuitively know and the natural laws that guide us. So we must each go within and reconnect to what we know as our true needs and try and find those and do whatever it takes to meet those needs, regardless of what society and the outside world thinks or says. You must realign your internal moral compass with what is right and good, natural, favorable, and aligned with what supports you to meet your needs. You must start to disconnect from everything and everyone that doesn't support the truth of who and what you are, step by step and day by day, just one thing at a time, one moment at a time. We must all return to living aligned with good, right, and natural law. And then individually and collectively, we can begin to thrive. So if this helped you begin to understand natural law and who and what we are as human beings, then make sure you hit like and subscribe for more episodes like this. If you want to know more about natural law, human needs, then check out the other episodes and the links in the descriptions. I hope you found this helpful and gave you something to start thinking about and why perhaps humans and the world do not seem to be functioning in the most ideal way. Thank you for joining me. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you next time.